Manifestation of anger in the home. Anger can manifest in the home as either temperament. Some families naturally have high temperament. In these families, they yell at one another and even assault one another. These families are dysfunctional and they have come to accept their dysfunctional habit to one another as the norm. Reaction to an experience. This is when a member of the family gets angry as a result of frustration based upon an external or internal experience they went through. This is the common manifestation in most homes. Anger can manifest in the home as either temperament. Some families naturally have high temperament. In these families, they yell at one another and even assault one another. These families are dysfunctional and they have come to accept their dysfunctional habit to one another as the norm. Reaction to an experience. This is when a member of the family gets angry as a result of frustration based upon an external or internal experience they went through. This is the common manifestation in most homes. Effect of alcohol and drugs on anger and family dynamic. Children of alcoholics and drug addicts have a greater risk of drug addiction. This is due to the fact that the parent, which ought to stand as a moral authority, is not playing the role. They often feel less appreciation for moral discipline, especially since their parents are not leading by example. Alcoholism and drug addiction can result in financial problems for the family. This is because the addiction will consume money that can be used for the welfare of the family. Chronic alcoholism will inevitably result in health issues that could destabilize the family's finance. Alcoholism and drug addiction can result in financial problems for the family. This is because the addiction will consume money that can be used for the welfare of the family. Chronic alcoholism will inevitably result in health issues that could destabilize the family's finance. Dysfunctional family. The combination of alcoholism and anger inevitably lead to a dysfunctional family. Time that could have been utilized for family bonding would be channeled into drunken revelry. The necessary bond and connection that should characterize a family would be missing. Unhappy home. Just as laughter is contagious, anger is also contagious. It is near impossible for someone to maintain a happy disposition around a constantly angry personality. Hence, the home, which ought to be a fortress of relaxation, now becomes a fortress of stress and anxiety. The children could get depressed due to lack of care and affection from the parents. They could be subjected to mockery from colleagues in school about their parents' addiction to alcohol. Flawed communication. Communication is the bedrock of every relationship. However, in a family where one or more characters are usually angry, lack of expression and communication often result. Self-esteem issues. Too much exposure to anger can cause people to be unfriendly, sad, antisocial, intimidated, and afraid. They can become too withdrawn and feel inferior to other people around them. This can also lead to suicidal thoughts if not handled as soon as possible. Health problems. Chronic anger can cause chest pains, migraines, and aches, and can also complicate any pre-existing health issue an individual might have been managing before. Loneliness. Anger and alcoholism are habits that can cause loneliness and separation either in the short or long run. An alcoholic runs the risk of pushing loved ones out of their lives due to frustration and could therefore become lonely when he or she needs familial support later on in life. Escape route for alcohol, drugs, and anger addiction. Treatment is usually needed to address drug and addiction as well as anger issues, because in most cases these problems don't just disappear away involuntarily. As a matter of fact, they get more pronounced and problematic as time goes on.